Blog Talk Radio.
Some people dream of doing things that others come by accident.
and they end up doing. So we celebrate her as well. She is a mother as well. Happy Mother's Day to the producer for the Coach Lalisa Show. Co-producer, I also help with that as well. But it is certainly a blessing to have her, Miss Patricia Martin. I tell you, I'm still amazed at that. So the Coach Lalisa Show is truly on the move. We do apologize for yesterday not being able to get the chat room open, but we got it open late, actually. So we things are going to be definitely taking a new turn. We had Mr. Kenneth Young on once again. He's an awesome dynamic insurance producer of life insurance, casualty insurance, home insurance, property, you name it. He's got something to do with protecting you and also helping your finances out for the future. 401s, IRAs, annuities, college funds for your children later on. He can help set that up for you. He will be back on one more time at least, but he is, I told him he's welcome to come on as often as he likes. So he's going to come back so he can share more with us. We want to say welcome to all the guests in the chat room. Good morning as well, Miss Kiva. Many of you know Miss Kiva Renee is also the host of a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio, both Thursdays and Fridays. So just check her out, blogtalkradio.com/Kiva Renee. She has Encouraging Words and Women of Destiny and the Men of Valor show. So you want to be motivated. You want to go to your next level. We will help you do that. We have some new training that's going to be starting in June, which I am overly excited about. This is going down, y'all, for real, for real. This is the real deal, as they used to say, the real deal Holyfield. It is happening, and we are excited about it. We've been doing it for some years now, and now we've been doing it here and there, but now we're making it absolutely official. We're going full-fledged with it, so we want you to sign up. Give us your name. Contact me. Contact Patricia Martin. You can sign up with her as well. Contact us if you are starting your business and you want to get some training on how to run your business. If you started a business but you want to know how to run the business, how to work the business, or if you want to start a business, you want to know how to get started, how to choose what form of business ownership should you go in, what's the difference between an LLC and incorporation or an S-Corp, what's best for you, partnerships, or to be a sole proprietor. What is best fit for you? What structure of the organization? Should you centralize or be decentralized? How should you set up your departments? We're going to give you all the 4 P's of the marketing plan. We're going to talk about the SWOT analysis, talk about executive teams. We're giving you the whole 9 yards in this training. You want to sign up for it. It's going to be a money-back guarantee. When you invest your money in instead of the first thing in a business, you got to realize that you have to invest. A business is an investment. That's all it is, people. Understand that first and foremost. Well, Mr. Walker is here and ready to go, so we're going to open up his phone line and turn it over to him, and we'll probably come back about 2 minutes at the end of the show. I'll see you then. Mr. Walker, good morning and welcome back.
Yes, good morning and welcome back. How are you doing today?
I am doing super fantastic. How are you?
You know, a lot better. This allergy just wouldn't let me go. I finally went to the doctor, I think, on Monday, and got a simple dose of Claritin, and life is a lot more clearer now, a lot more clearer. So, people, if you're not feeling well, go to the doctor. Go get yourself checked out. It could be just as simple as, like I say, getting some Claritin and being able to, you know, feel at least 50% better, because I'm not totally there yet, but I'm on my way. On my way, and I'm glad to be here today.
Keep pushing forward on your way. Glad to be here today. Awesome. Well, I tell you, what is going on in your world, Mr. Walker? What do you have to share with us today?
you know what, everything is slow but sure. I'm just trying to make things do what it do. I know on last week, when we spoke last week, I mentioned that I wanted to talk about The Wizard of Oz. I wanted to actually utilize that movie to share a message. So that's
okay.
What I want to talk to the people about today and show how that, and I know some people are probably thinking, The Wizard of Oz, that old movie, how can that tie into business or inspiration or, you know, sales or anything else? But I think there's some key points that many people have missed throughout the years when it comes to that movie. And I know I've seen it 100 times, and then even, you know, the one that was made for us called The Wiz, still very poignant, still very relevant, and I think can assist people along their journey today.
Awesome. Well, that's what we want, is help along the journey as we make our way to our destiny. So sounds to me, I can't wait. Mr. Walker, you can. With that being said, you can take it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I know I'm sounding a little nasally, as I said, still trying to fight this allergy attack that I've had for the last 2 weeks, but things are looking better and becoming better. Once again, thanks, everyone, for signing in, for dialing in, for listening, however you do each and every week. I continuously thank you and support that, and thank you for supporting me. Just as an update, I will be on the 26th of this month at both JFK and LaGuardia Airports doing a book signing. I'm also in the process of updating and revamping my website so that it can include all of the things that I offer, from coaching, sales training, mentoring, book publishing, et cetera, to give people a better opportunity to have more of me and to help them along their way, just like Coach mentioned with the business training. There are so many nuances and there's so many different directions that you can go that can be beneficial to you from a tax standpoint, that can help shield and protect your other assets from the business. Should something go wrong, you won't have to lose all that you worked for. And also to keep your business as a separate entity from yourself. And so these are the things that we're doing. And as Coach said, you know what, this is a business, but it's an investment. And if you don't make the investment up front, you would pay probably twice as much on the back end from the hard knock life of learning. So I want to make sure that my website encompasses that to and avail to each and every one of you who are listening what all that Mr. Walker can offer you. And also, if you're looking for an autographed copy of my book, or like I said now, to find more about me and who I am and what I'm doing, just visit me currently at my current website at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. And so with that being said, we're going to talk about The Wizard of Oz, that old movie with I think, Julie Garland. And she's probably, if that name is even correct, the only one of the actors, only one of the great actors that I even know their names. The one I thought of, the individual I thought was most phenomenal was the lion in the movie. His theatrics, his way of doing it was phenomenal. But I do want to touch on The Wizard of Oz. And I know, I'm trying to be honest here, I don't really know where this thought came from to use The Wiz to actually deliver my message today. But I believe if you guys would humor me just for a little bit, and allow me a chance to dig in a little deeper, I'm sure by the end of this presentation, or the end of this show, you will come to realize why I had to use this particular movie to deliver this particular message. Now, if you may recall, the original movie was actually set on a farm in the Midwest. I believe it was Kansas. And it was with a young girl. In the movie, her name was Dorothy. Dorothy, who was actually being raised by her family, which included her aunt, uncle, and a few of her cousins. Now, I never really got where Dorothy's parents were. It wasn't discussed that I remember within the body of the movie. Now, this is a lot like many of us today who are or have been or who are currently raising someone other than their birth child, or who have been raised by someone other than your birth parents, being raised by auntie and them, mom and them, grandma and them, but someone other than your parents. So if anything, this isn't out of the ordinary. In fact, it is more common in our communities and also kind of like a way of life. This is just what it is, and sometimes we don't even ask the question. I was watching the movie The Lottery Ticket. The young man was being raised by his grandmother. And I'm like, you know what? That happened all the time. And grandma didn't take care of you so well, you didn't even ask where the missing parent is. And growing up where I grew up, we didn't even ask where your mom or where your dad was at. If that was your grandmother, that was your uncle who raised you, we kind of understood. It was commonplace, so we knew that something had changed in the structure or the dynamic of the family, but there was someone who knew you and loved you and took care of you. Now, as you also may recall, Dorothy had a pet. It was her little dog, Toto. And according to the movie, Dorothy went everywhere with this dog. There was no place that Dorothy was that Toto didn't follow. And get it, people, Dorothy and Toto even went through the storm. They went through the storm together. Her modern-day BFF. See, this reminds me, people, a lot of what's going on today. They have that special someone within each other that they hung with on an ongoing basis and that they did things for. See, there was something that Toto brought to Dorothy and that Dorothy provided Toto. So, again, that modern-day BFF. But also, to me, that particular relationship reminds me of one's consciousness and the imagination that we carry within us. Now, you can't leave home without your conscious or without your imagination, and it would take you through the storm. It would be there with you during good times and bad times, however you utilize them. Now, in this movie, Dorothy and her faithful comrade were both whisked away by a troubled storm. It was a terrible storm, a tornado that took them. But again, they were together. And we have friends and family members that go through the storm with us, that are there to support us, that are there right by our side. Now, I know that many of you listening have also been caught up in a terrible storm and wound up someplace that you had never imagined that you would be. Some of you are going through a storm right now. Some of you know someone who's going through a storm. And are you going to be that Toto for them? Will they be that Toto for you, that somebody who you can depend on, who will be right there by your side? With Dorothy going through this storm, she wound up somewhere that she never thought she would ever be. But in her winding up elsewhere, being lost, she was able to provide freedom for a group of people that she didn't even know. Because as you guys may remember, when Dorothy's family's house landed, it landed on the Wicked Witch, who had been running rain and rampant over the Munchkins. But in a moment of her dying, they became free. Now, Coach, I'm sure that you've seen where somebody else, having weathered a storm, was able to free someone else, even if they weren't yet free themselves. I'm sure you have. I know where I come from, we call that somebody's testimony, somebody making it through, or somebody going through something that was able to help somebody else who may have been going through a similar thing or who would be going through a similar thing. So Dorothy's situation was able to free a land of people that she never even knew. Now, here's where it gets a little sticky, people. Although she was able to free others, she herself was not free to go back home. Dorothy had to take a journey. She couldn't just get back to where she once was. Life had changed. See, the people in Alabama and Mississippi and New Orleans and these other places that have had terrible storms here lately can't just go back to the way things were. Life has changed for them. Life had changed for Dorothy. Many of you, too, who are listening today are on a journey, and you can't seem to make it back to your destination. And you won't. People, you will not make it back to your destination until you complete this journey. Heck, Dorothy couldn't make it back, and neither will you until you take this journey. Now, along her journey, Dorothy was met with adversity. Also along the way, she picked up a few things. As you may recall, one of them was a scarecrow who was in need of a brain. Next was a tin man who was in need of a heart. And lastly, it was that mean old lion who was in need of some courage. Now Dorothy, with her caring heart and willing to give, didn't mind allowing them to follow along. Now, she needed to have something as well. She needed to return home. That was her desire. And so she was on this journey to get back to where she knew life was, or how life was, or where things were probably more simpler then. But she saw these guys and that they had a need as well, and they needed something, and because of what she was told, she allowed them to accompany her on this journey. Many of you may do the same thing. Now, I'm just going to ask, how many, or if any of you who are listening, have you ever did that same thing for someone else? Or had someone been willing to do that very same thing for you? Allow you to follow them on their journey. We sometimes call that, for people, especially when things aren't going the way we may know, we call that standing in the gap. Some people call it, you know what, they hooked me up. They looked out for me. They took care of me. But she was able to do that. Dorothy was willing to do that. Because she had no modus operandi. She had no hidden agenda. She only wanted to leave this strange land to go back to where she needed to be, but there was other people who needed something from her. And again, unbeknownst to Dorothy, she was able to free a land of people just by her presence, by her showing up. Many of you today have that same power within to just show up and calm the roaring seas. To be able to change people's demeanors and attitudes just by coming into the room. Now Dorothy and her group of misfits kept trekking along the way, making very sure to follow the yellow brick road, because she was assured that by doing so, by following this road, she would get, you know, to where she needed to be, and that was to the Wizard of the Land of Oz. Along the way, there were many distractions. Dorothy possessed something that the evil witch of the land wanted. Many of you can relate. I'm sure that you have or still are experiencing distractions as you're trying to stay on the right track and do the right thing. There's somebody who's trying to extract from you something that they want, because if they can get that item, that thing, whatever it is, out of you or from you, it would then deter you and distract you from your intended purpose and goal. People, here's where it gets a little tricky. After making it through all of the distractions, after traveling such a long way, and after following this yellow brick road all the way to the wizard, guess what he did? Guess what he had the audacity to do? He refused to see them. He refused to see them and turned them away at the door. And after several attempts, he then gave them more things to do. He made them go out and, you know, in today's term, jump through more hoops to get his attention, to be able to be in his midst. Now, does this sound familiar to any of you here listening? I'm sure that many of you have followed all the rules, did what you were told, crossed your T's and dotted your I's, only to be told that you weren't good enough, or that your score wasn't high enough, or perhaps that they gave that position to someone who you knew or know wasn't as qualified. You know, see, people, there's not everybody who's out there who's wishing for your good. Not everybody out there wants to do what Coach LaLisa and I are trying to do, to support a group of people to help create a better nation. Taking people from their place of uncertainty and showing them that you can do what you're setting out to do. And what you don't know and what you believe you don't have currently, the resources will start to avail themselves. I'm sure for many of you this sounds familiar, that I did everything he told me. I did everything she told me to do. And now I got to jump through another hoop. Now I'm still being turned away. I'm told that, oh, what you brought to the table was good enough yesterday, but last night, without your knowledge, we changed the criteria. You may feel that's not fair. I'm sure that's the way Dorothy felt. I'm sure the disappointment in her heart rang out the same way in which I'm expressing that I know I felt when it happened to me, when the doors were slammed, when the things were turned around, when I just didn't make the grade. But I'm sure for Dorothy, like most of you, that was unacceptable. That was not how the rules were played and laid out for everyone else, and it was not going to jive and stick with her. I'm sure just like Dorothy, you too have a determination. You too have a dream that has not been met yet, and you're going to do whatever it takes. See, in a lot of situations, it is not just trying. For some people, especially for me, failure is not an option. But it's not trying, it's do or dying. So I'm sure just like Dorothy, she was trying to get back to Kansas. She wanted one more time to see Auntie Annie M. And that situation was not acceptable. Now, I just took many of you back down memory lane. And some of you had to probably go back a little further than others. But I did this, and some of you are probably saying, you know, you're still wondering, why this movie? And what does this story have to do with me? I can appreciate that question, people. I can appreciate that concern. And as I stated at the top of the hour, if you just humor me for a little bit, that I would get to the point. Do all of you remember, and I know I can't see you, but if you can raise your hand, if you want to raise your hand, but I want to know, do all of you remember what happened when Dorothy and her crew finally made it in to see the wizard? Well, since I know you can't answer me, I'll answer that for you. Nothing. Nothing happened when they made it into the interworkings of that building, when they got to finally see the Wizard of Oz. They realized that this man was a fraud. See, Dorothy's travels happened in probably a 3-hour movie. Some of you's travels and journeys are a lifetime. Even like Kung Fu Panda, when they finally got the scroll out of the wall, they were looking for inscription. They were looking for this body of work. They were looking for a statement of confirmation. What did they find? In the movie Kung Fu Panda, they found a reflection of themselves. In The Wizard of Oz, they found again that this man was a fraud. He had people believing in stuff that wasn't actual. He was a mechanical figure. They became despondent, became disappointed at that moment in time. See, people, you and only you have the power to change your life and your circumstance, and that none of you need a wizard to sprinkle magic dust to free you from your chains. See, in my estimation, all the Tin Men, the Scarecrow, and the Lion were, to Dorothy and in this movie, they were just simply Dorothy's own internal struggles or insecurities. And once she overcame them and discovered that she had the powers all along to return home, that's when, and at that moment, and not until that moment, was when she became eternally free. See, she didn't need validation and confirmation from anyone. She didn't need to travel that journey, but she did need to travel that journey to see who she was. Because all she knew was the farm back in Kansas. All that her world had existed of was Auntie Ann, Toto, and the rest of her family members. She had to be outside of herself to find who she really was and to become who she was going to be. And that's when the Tin Man got a heart, when the Lion Man discovered the courage, and the Scarecrow realizing that he did all of a sudden, all the time, had a brain. Because they knew and they discovered at the same time that she did, the power is within, and it's within all of you to do great and wondrous things, to change your circumstances, to change your situation, to see more and be more. So hopefully you all can see why now I chose this particular movie to deliver this particular message. The message of that you all, we all, combinedly and independently have the power within. Each and every one of us, each and every one of you who are listening today has the power to do all and be all that you desire. Oftentimes we are waiting for others to validate who we are. We don't realize many a times that we have the powers all along to get out of our seemingly bad circumstance, to change how others are treating us and how we're treating them, to show that shining light within inside of us. And what Dorothy did, when she realized that this thing that she was seeking and sought after, all that she had to go through from flying monkeys to being homesick to having her dog captured, that she had all the power to do it within herself right there. But she had to take that journey to get to a destination, to get to a new place, a new wholeness. And I believe that those who are listening to us, those who tune in, they too are taking a journey. Many of them, many of you have, again, been affected by storm. Your storm may not be the one that just recently happened in Alabama. It may not be the one that happened on 9/11. It may not be the one that happened at some other unpleasant event. Your storm may be different. But I explained this and I expressed this and I used this movie as a metaphor to say that you're on a journey. You have to take this trek. Don't resist it. Don't feel that, why me? don't allow yourself to beat yourself up with these numerous of questions. The reason is because you're the one who has to go through it. You're the one who has to endure it. I can't go through it for you, although I would love to. If I can shift the burden from anyone else's pain, I would stand in line. But if I do so, much like the butterfly in the cocoon, if we crack his shell open prior to him getting out on his own, he would never fly. His wings would never gain the strength to fly, and he would die. See, not everything you can do for your children, you can't deflect all the pain, although you would love to, but it's not your burden to bear. But if you're doing it right, people, you'll be like Toto and you'll go through the storm. You'll weather the storm with them and see them get to the other side. And this is all that I'm trying to do as a businessman, as a community member, as a father, and as a husband. This is what I'm trying to do for others. Help them weather the storm. And they're helping me, because some things that you're doing, Coach, some things that our listeners are doing, they're going through some things. They have a testimony, and they're freeing me at the same time that they're building themselves or that they're weathering the storm. See, it's a lot easier to tell the guy, watch out, there's a pothole, don't fall in. Some people have to fall in to appreciate the depth and the breadth of that hole. I'm someone, if you've experienced something, I will share your experiences as if they were mine and will thank you. Will thank you for sharing them, because now I don't have to experience that same fate or struggle in that same hole. So this movie, to me, was probably more poignant and more prevalent to relate life stories, and it was probably the reason why it was written, because it's a life story. But the funny part about it, people, it is today's story. Whenever that movie was written some 50 years ago, the same elements are here today. You're picking up those same people, or you're carrying those same insecurities inside of you, that until you meet them head on, or until you disassociate yourself from toxic things and toxic behaviors, your journey would only expand. You won't meet your greatest destination. You may have to repeat and get back on track. I remember one part of the movie where I think they ate or they walked through the valley of trees that made them fall asleep. Sometimes we do the same thing. We get into a haze. We find little nuances, little things to distract us. Reality TV. Somebody else's bad, continuous situation. You know, girl, you know, she with him again, and I got to go over there and see what's going on. When we maybe need to just step back sometime and allow them to weather the storm and let them know that we're there for them and that we're supporting them. And to let them know also that they, too, have the power within to change their circumstance. It may not happen, people, as it did for Dorothy, where she just clicked her heels 3 times. And almost instantaneously, she was back in the loving arms of her family. It probably won't happen for the great majority of us in that fashion. But when we look back over our life journey, and we see the life lessons that built our character, that allowed us to get the courage to use our brain and to display our hearts, it will probably seem just as short as Dorothy's journey. So you probably can see that I was really caught up in this movie, and that I really analyzed how it affects us and who we are and who she was then. And how does it relate to us today? That person who's scared to start their business. Then there's another person who has such a big heart, they open their doors to everyone. And then there's the other person who uses their brain to analyze or to overthink or to rationalize their next step. But there's a lot of things going on, people, in today's society where we are over inundated with negativity, where we are just seeing so much fear being sprayed out in the universe, and we're not stepping out and doing the things that we're supposed to do to enhance us and our community. We're challenged. We're conflicted. And I'm sure along the way, Dorothy probably wanted to give up and just say, I'm caught up in this world that I know nothing about. The more I try to resist, the more it seems like I fall in deeper. But she didn't. She persevered, and you too can persevere. I believe that for each and every one of you who are willing to get up and try. That's all it takes to sign up with Coach LaLisa for her training, to reach out to me for my methodologies, my training, my technique, my thought and my view. Someone who's opened up 3 businesses in just the last 5 years, I can tell you some things, people. I can talk about some shortcomings and some shortcuts at the same time. Aligning yourself with the right individuals that would actually take your dream and your vision and help you harness it so that you can finish the race. We are here. But again, it starts with you. You have the power. You have the power. And it amazes me, too, when we think of the Tin Man, there was a certain time that he was able to come up with logical answers, was able to come up with logical, deep-thoughted thoughts. He was making statements of someone of high IQ, but he had the belief that he didn't have, he needed a brain because there was nothing up there, so he thought. So he thought, and then the Tin Man who felt he needed a heart, who cried, who sympathized, who felt bad and even fear, that man had a heart. The lion is the one who really gets me, and I told you I really enjoyed his performance, people. That the theatrical, the drama, the makeup, everything to me was on point, even for a movie made way back when. But the one thing about the lion that really gets me, because I always tell people you who you are no matter where you are. You can't hide from yourself. And instinctively what you are and what you will do and will be always comes out. But the lion, who we all know has the loudest, tremendous, piercing roar, forgot or didn't realize or allowed something along the way to take that roar, to remove that roar, to inhibit him from doing what he was born to do. That's what gets me, people. That is probably one of the reasons I like that particular metaphor or that individual, because there's so many people in you who have so much, who want to roar, who have been known to roar and just do tremendous things, but along the way, something systematically dissolved that in you and have now prevented you from doing your best and being your best. I ask that you go back out and you reclaim what is yours. You take back what you need, who you are, and let people know and make no apologies. And so that is why I had to take this particular movie to deliver this specific and particular message. Now, hopefully many of you will go back and you'll rent that movie or you'll watch that movie. Maybe based on my analogies or my thoughts, you'll have a different view. You'll then maybe start looking at life a little differently. You'll start taking on a new chapter, creating new relationships, believing in yourself deeper, allowing others to come in and help you achieve those things in which you say you want. But I'll tell you, people, just like Dorothy, you have to march towards your goals. You have to walk towards your dreams. You have to tell people along the way what it is that you're doing, what you're seeking. See, had the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion never talked and let Dorothy know what they were doing, she could have never told them, you know what, I'm seeking something too. And if he can do it for me, I'm sure he can do it for you. Had they been reserved and withheld, perhaps they too would be still lost in the land of Oz. I don't want people being lost. I don't want my people, the people who call in, who talk to me, who look to me for guidance and help, to be lost. So share with others, people. Be honest. Be honest. Be brutally honest with yourself first, but be honest and let them know, this is what I need, but this is what I have to offer. Is there something we can do to have and allow my dreams to materialize? And you know what? At the same time, is there something you need to make sure that you meet your goal or modus operandi? We're all capable of doing great things. We're all, I'm sure, weathering the storm in today's economy and with today's situation. But I, too, believe that we can all find our destination. We have it within us. It has been promised to us. There's a better land, a better time, and the time is now, people. Capture, take hold, hold no prisoners, grab what you need to grab. Act like it is a firestorm going on and you can only grab and take with you what you need and what you can carry, because everything else is just rhetoric. Everything else is just a load. It's a burden. Sometimes you have to strip yourself down, have to be taken away from a place that which you are known for or known by or are comfortable with to become something other than who you are today. I think this is an appropriate movie to really encapsulate my thoughts, to really express how I feel internally, that we all have the power within and we sometimes need to be shooken up to discover that and to be placed somewhere else. Think about how many people have been placed on unemployment. We're back up to almost 9% unemployment. There's some people I've talked to who have been unemployed for almost 3 years who have been actively seeking and looking for this. Others have discovered something that all along that was there, that they can utilize their talents in a whole other atmosphere and could not only be good, feel good about themselves, but make the income that will sustain their family. See, these situations of the past 36 months have rocked the core, have rocked this nation's core, and have made people probably go back to do the right thing, to go back and be more admirable, to go back and be, you know, more loving and more sensitive and more caring, especially for others. Sometimes we've been so desensitized and so caught up in our own mess that we can't see how someone else is trying to weather the storm and how we can assist them, because now most of us are weathering the storm together, whether you want to or not. So, people, thank you for listening to me today. I really, really hope that this analogy, this example, maybe strikes a chord with you. Maybe perhaps have you reflect and look at some of those insecurities or look at some of those things that you're picking up along the way. Are they really helping you or are they hindering you? And to look inside of yourself to ask, am I looking for the wizard? Am I looking for some fairy godmother to come whisk me away and take me away from this thing called life? If you are, I beg of you to reassess, to look in the mirror, get back to, you know, those details, to making you happy and to follow your journey and stay the course. With that being said, Coach, I'm going to let you take it away.
Awesome, awesome. Wow. That was certainly a great analogy of how persons can look within themselves and not spend years and not waste time looking everywhere for something that you already have. So that was great how you came up with that and put that all together. I mean, that was definitely one of my favorite movies as a child. I typed in the chat room. And by the way, good morning to all of our guests in the chat room. Good morning, good morning. And for if it's your first time tuning into the show, we certainly appreciate you and glad you stopped by. But that was the one time of year outside of... That was the one time of year outside of Cinderella that my mother could get me still. Other than that, I was like Jonathan. Pat, you know what I'm talking about. I was your Jonathan in the home. And, oh, my God, you couldn't get me still for anything. But you let Wizard of Oz come on, and down I went. I was all ears and eyes. And I never knew why. You know, right. I was so in tune to that movie. And never thought about it, why I was so in tune to The Wizard of Oz. And now that you're sharing what you're sharing and talking about looking deep within you, you see, movies do send messages, subliminal messages. So here I am, 5, 6, 7, whatever age, I was somewhere in that age category.
Right.
And so being in my 50s now, that movie is definitely celebrating a good 40-plus years. I don't know the exact year, but I can see now how that movie made a powerful impact on my life. Mm-hmm. And my mother possibly may have explained, because she was the one who made us watch that movie.
Right.
My mother was a reader, and she was already into the Pygmalion effect and all of that, so she probably explained to us what was happening in terms of Dorothy looking for... I mean, I'm sure we got that out of the movie.
Right.
If I didn't get that Dorothy was looking for something that she already had, I think it states it somehow toward the end. I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, I watched it that many times, but I definitely know that with the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Lion, I'm pretty sure she was constantly telling them, or something I can remember, she was telling them that they had it or something like that. I think that was one of the main messages of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That was correct. That was correct. And see, Dorothy wasn't able to tell them that because she didn't have what she wanted either, and they kept all believing that, you know what, we go to the wizard, he'll give it to us. And so they, again, all discovered it pretty much the same time, and it was the wizard who told her, you know, I can't do nothing for you. You already had the power. You've always had the power within you. You know, I know
right.
I'm a fraud. You know, I know I'm a fraud. I just sit up here and these people believe in me. But he knew, and that's probably why he didn't let her into the kingdom, because he knew that they were going to discover him. Dorothy wasn't of that land. Dorothy wasn't of the glamour, glitz, and, you know, all these different things. And so pretty soon she was going to figure it out. So that was probably the reason why he didn't let her initially into the kingdom, until she jumped through further hoops and was hoping at that time he could still dissuade her from coming in. But she did. But what people don't realize, even with that movie, when it transitioned from black and white to color.
Oh, that was
all,
the best.
That was awesome, but that's also oftentimes how it happens for us in real life, where there's a storm, it's dark, we can't see through, you know, there's a fog, and then all of a sudden there's just a little glimpse of light, and we keep walking, and it keeps widening, and it keeps getting brighter and brighter as we go on our journey towards our destination. And then when we fall off, we get back to that same darkness, you know, we get back to that same feeling, and when we get back on track, on the right track, Just internally, there's something just starts to happen. There's a mechanism that changes within us.
Now, that movie is certainly, truly, you know, some businesses use that movie. There's the Oz principle out there that
Correct.
Companies teach their organizations in terms of dealing with the various personalities. of the, mm-hmm. the you know, the worker that's like the lion and the coward person and the person who doesn't have a heart, so to speak, and those kinds of things. And so that's what, yeah. I mean, most of what I remember about the movie is just from being a child. Never had really thought much about it growing old, but yet maybe did think about it, because when I think about how, you know, how I would come up with writing a book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies mm-hmm. for Becoming Who You Really Are, which is about, the whole book is about the power within you.
Right.
So how would I come up with a book like that? Probably from things like that movie being instilled within me. Same thing with Cinderella. Cinderella, in a sense, had to discover that she had everything she needed within her when the fairy godmother told her, it's nothing that I'm doing. You wanted this. So these kind of movies that parents, I don't know if they allow their children to still watch them today, but they certainly taught very lifelong and very life, you know, developing messages.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we watch The Door Explorer, and our kids watch, you know, Bob the Builder, and these are also great movies. Well, these are great cartoons or whatever they are. But I still think that some of those movies, because it's like, look at that movie at the very end. So you go through a whole 2 or 3 hours
right.
of all the different things through the forest, and then they were in the cave, not the cave, but they were in almost like some caves or something. I can't remember all of it, but I have to go back and watch it, where the flying monkeys were after them, and
right.
the Wicked Witch of the West, you know, they went through all of that to get to the end for a human being, a young girl, to be told, everything you want is inside of you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's an important movie to let children watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right, how many people don't know what's inside of them, so they don't trust what's in them. And this conversation has taken us right up to the hour. Lots of things are happening around our world, around our country. And we only have a minute or two left to the show, and we will be off the air. So with that being said, it has been great. Wow, that was really, really good, Mr. Walker. Now you have us all on pins and needles to see what you're going to have for next Wednesday. That was really, really
Thank you.
People love stories anyway, so that was an absolute great story. Good morning. I think we have Miss Dancy in the chat on switchboard. Good morning, Miss Dancy. I know she's getting ready for June 24th to 26th. We're getting ready. We'll be down there in North Carolina. And who else? Oh, Miss Patricia Martin. You know, Diversity,
yes.
She's having a huge event on May 14th. So we are just a few days away from that. We're all excited about that. Tune back in tomorrow at the same time, 7 a.m., and we will be here to motivate, empower, and inspire you on your, just to inspire you to look inside, to get.
Excellent, excellent.
To tap into your inner power. Okay, well, that's it for today. Again, Mr. Walker, we'll see you next week. You have a
Thank you for tuning
in to
another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.